everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with L. Ron Ferguson. And what we're going to do is tell you, if you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video, right down there, you know what there is? There's links and supporting text and important stuff that go along with the episode. So just go to CalBanyan.com. Hey, L. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Cal, and it's good to be back.
Hey, let me tell everybody about who you are. Now, L. Ron, he is a one percenter. And one percenter, you don't know what that is? There's a link right here on this website. Click on Hypno One Percenter. One percenters are the best of the best in the profession. They're the ones who really are able to master the most important techniques and have the best background and ability to help clients make the changes they want, both sufficiently, effectively, and completely. So I'm glad to have L. Ron as our co-host. Go back and forth with Meredith and then L. Ron, except for last week. I had to do it all by myself. But I hope you've all recovered from that. All right, L. Ron, take it over.
Thanks, Cal. Because being a one percenter is great. But the thing about Cal is Cal is a one percenter 100% of the time. Because it's not just about hitting the bar, it's about smashing the bar. And if it wasn't for Cal, well, I wouldn't even hit that 1% bar 50% of the time. So thanks. Thanks, Cal.
I was smashing the bar just last weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pulled over on my Harley, went in there and smashed the bar.
Why didn't you invite me?
You're just too wild.
Yeah, I know. I know. What did you say to me that one time? You go, well, you know, I was going to invite you to be part of my biker gang, but I just thought that you were, you know, bad, big enough and bad enough, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you grow into it.
Getting there.
If you can handle me, you can pretty much handle anything.
Right.
All right. Hey, you got a topic for us today?
I thought you had a topic for us today, Cal.
Well, let me just say, I was, if you look on CalBanyan.com on the blog, in addition to having these videos, I post little news announcements and stuff like that. At least one or two newsy tidbits every week. And this week I posted that Mel Gibson, yes, the Mel Gibson, has become a hypnotherapist. Evidently, he went to someone in Australia and got certified, and now he's an official hobby hypnotherapist. How do you feel about that, L. Ron?
I think that's bizarre, really.
I told you that before we started, and you look like you got, you know, hit in the head with a rock.
I know. I was like, what? Wow, I don't understand. I said, you know, we should send him a little newsletter or something like that and be like, you know, Mel, if you really want to be a one percenter and learn some advanced techniques, why don't you come on down? I mean, what does he have, like a double identity now? He's Mel Gibson by day and by night.
What was that big movie that Kenny broke through with?
There's a lot of movies he broke
through. That early one where he's like a wild...
Yeah, Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Mad Max. He's like, I am a hypnotherapist. He's like a hypnotherapist road warrior.
That's right. He could be Mad Maximatist.
Hypnotist any place, any time, saving the planet one mind at a time.
From the bad guys.
Right? He's got like a double identity. I mean, maybe I could do that too. You know, where I could be... Hold on, I could be... I could be L. Ron Ferguson, hypnotherapist. And then, Lance Ferguson.
I think you've got that pretty much nailed.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, this reminds me, a lot of times people will email me in questions and say, what do you think about hypnosis on TV? Or what do you think about hypnosis in the movies? Or what do you think, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I was just thinking, you know, maybe I should talk a little bit about that. And, you know, I forgot to set my timer. Did you set a timer?
My biological time says it's been about 5 minutes.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Let's rock it.
Okay, you're going to be my timer guy because it's disappeared from my desktop. I usually have a timer right here on my computer desktop. It's like right here. And I can't find it. So anyway, I don't want to go. Oh, there it is. It was hiding. Okay, now I've got my timer going. And they say, what do you think about the hypnosis on TV? What do you think about hypnosis in the movies? What do you think of stage hypnosis? And, you know, most of the, I'd say 99 and 44, 100% of the stuff that they show on TV or in the movies is just strange. You know, they really don't use an induction or anything. They just, all of a sudden, you know, the person is having a past life regression or something like that. Now, you don't have to do a 15-minute induction, but the stuff they show on TV really misleads people and the experience, some of the misleading things. Elrond, you know, you watch TV, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. What kind of misleading stuff have you seen, either the TV, on TV, or the movies, with regard to hypnosis?
Oh God. This gives me the shivers. Either the shivers out of many different emotions balled up in there. A few of them that stick out of my mind off the top of my head is that one movie, Office Space, where the hypnotist, he's hypnotizing him to, not care about work or something like that, and then he dies in the middle of his hypnosis, so he's stuck in hypnosis after that. That's a real big misnomer I like to point and laugh at. Another one was, I think it was a movie with Kevin Spacey in it, where he was in the middle of a regression or something like that, and he was talking about his childhood and revivifying, and they had him on under all these heart monitors, and his heart started beating really fast, and they were asking him questions and digging deeper, and he was going, oh, I don't know, and his heart started beating faster and faster, like 120, 130, 140, and they're like, wait, we better stop asking questions right now. He might have a heart attack and die, you know. Nobody move. Nobody talk. He's in hypnosis. And, that would never happen now, would it, Cal?
So now, how many people have you had actually die in hypnosis?
Well, you know, I mean, I had one. I thought they died, but they came back to life after the session, so.
How'd you bring them back to life?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, okay.
Alive. I used my magical hypnotic powers. Now, come on, Cal. I used the same powers of hypnosis that I did to even put them in hypnosis in the first place, which is another misconception that somehow, you know, ooh, don't look into my eyes. I'm going to have this hypnotic power. I mean, I've met people out, and they go, oh, I don't want to look into your eyes. I'm like, oh, come on. As if I have some kind of special power. Wouldn't that be nice, right?
Boy, you're kind of wound up today.
Why is that? Maybe I actually got a good night's sleep last night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, or maybe, you know, I don't know. Life is good. What can I say? Why do you think I'm wound up today, Cal?
I don't know.
You're the
stuff
hypnotist.
I'm thinking, I'm not going to say on camera.
Oh, okay, good.
Some of the stuff that that I think really hurts the profession is when they imply that when someone's in hypnosis that they have automatic amnesia of the whole thing. A lot of people, they have different movies forever, it seems like. It's like they emerge them from hypnosis and then they go, when are you going to hypnotize me? You know, or something like that. They don't realize they were hypnotized. And although a lot of people don't realize they were hypnotized, they don't actually forget the whole thing, unless for some reason the hypnotist gives them a suggestion for amnesia, and then usually it's just some kind of partial amnesia, like for a number for testing or something like that. And have you ever had anyone come in, Elrond, with that kind of misunderstanding?
Oh, absolutely. After the session, they go, God, you know, I could hear you the whole time. Like, well, yeah, hypnosis isn't a coma. You know, you're still going to hear me the whole time. Or they come back for the second session. They go, yeah, I remembered the whole thing.
Yeah, they'll emerge themselves and say, I'm not in hypnosis because I can still hear you.
Yeah, right. Like, well, that's the point, right? You're going to hear me unless you're unconscious or dead. So, and another thing I really like to tell them is, hey, look, it's not how you feel while you're in the office. It's how you feel after you leave. That's what you're paying me for. I mean, come on. It's how you feel after you leave that's going to make the difference.
You know, another one is the getting stuck in hypnosis. In some of the movies and TV programs out there, people will get stuck in hypnosis, and except for the two guys I have in the closet over there, that's never happened. No, it's never happened. Because people, if they don't emerge, it's because they don't want to emerge. And if you improperly emerge them, or you forget to emerge them, then they'll either fall asleep or they'll just emerge on their own. People don't really understand what hypnosis is. And hypnosis is simply a heightened state of suggestibility, which causes a mental shift such that the persons, when they hear the suggestions of the hypnotist, those suggestions carry much greater weight with their perceptions about reality and that affects their habits and beliefs and emotions. But people don't get stuck in hypnosis. I mean, if you tried to stick someone in hypnosis and say, now you're stuck in hypnosis and you'll never come out, they'll immediately come out because they'll become afraid. And when someone becomes afraid, then what happens is they tend to just emerge. Another interesting thing, I'm kind of scratching things off my list here, see me looking down, is chemically induced hypnosis. And, you know, as far as I know, and, you know, obviously I don't work for the CIA, FBI, or the X-Files or anything like that.
Are you sure?
Well, you know, isn't that exactly what someone would say if they worked for one of those organizations? But, you know, I was in the military, secret clearance, you know, and, you know, there's no drug-induced hypnosis. And people get confused. They say, well, there's hypnotic drugs. So, and the doctors call them, I'm going to give you a hypnotic. But when a doctor or medical professional talks about a hypnotic drug, they're talking about the previous meaning to hypnotic, which is to sleep. So like benzodiazepine derivatives and stuff like that, downers, sleeping pills, those do not induce hypnosis, which is a heightened state of suggestibility. What they induce is sleep. So there's no chemically induced hypnosis, heightened state of suggestibility. But you'll see it in the movies, you'll see it on TV, and it just ain't so. And, you know, that's it. One other thing I want to talk about. I have
Wait. I wanted to mention one more misconception about hypnosis.
Okay.
That it's a truth serum, right?
Uh-huh.
Like people are obligated to suddenly tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in hypnosis.
Right.
And I've always thought that was amazing. It's like, well, then, you know, why would... if you could just do that, I mean, you could do away with the judicial system. I mean, you wouldn't need torture. I mean, geez, oh, I'll just hypnotize them and get the truth out of them that way. But then, of course, that would be no fun, right?
I was wasting my time with that waterboarding class I was taking.
Right, exactly. Oh, I should have just hypnotized them.
Dang.
God, it would have been so easy. Right.
You know, it's just amazing that the different misperceptions that are out there about what hypnosis is. And just recently, I have on YouTube, you know, just do Cal Banyan on YouTube and my videos will come up, and there's little 10-minute segments of these podcasts, but there's one video I have on there, which is just little outtakes from my hypnosis, instant rapid inductions for the professional DVD set. I'll put a link down below, but both to the YouTube video and also to the DVD course. They're able to write comments, and the different comments people have as they're watching me do these instant inductions is they probably about 70% of the people that go there think that it's fake, or they think that I'm using drugs, or that I'm using... One guy thought, yeah, what you're doing, Cal, is you're pinching a nerve, you know, and I'm thinking, yeah, I learned this one on my last trip to Vulcan, you know. Sleep, and then, you know, do the old Vulcan death grip on the neck or something. And another person said, I had some kind of mechanical device that was causing some electromagnetic pulse to go out, and it's just not so. Once you understand how hypnosis works and you take the time to remove the fears and misconceptions that someone has about hypnosis, and what have we been going through? We've been going through common fears and misconceptions about hypnosis. Then everyone becomes very quickly hypnotizable, and they can go into a very deep and useful level of hypnosis. And I typically will call those stage 4, 5, and 6 of the Harry-Aaron scale, slightly modified to be called the threshold of somnambulism, full somnambulism, and profound somnambulism. Good. Okay, well, I got that off my chest.
You feel better?
I feel so much better. I've been thinking about that because these guys, they're saying I'm sneaky, and I'm not sneaky. about hypnosis. Don't have to be sneaky. The best hypnotist is just about, you know, they just have the what does it say? The best policy is honesty is the best policy. That's the way to do it. Because it's about building trust. And Elrond, what do I tell you about building trust? How does someone build trust?
You make promises and then keep them.
That's right. Good, good. All right, I think we got time for a question. You want to squeeze something in?
Mm.
Oh, while you're doing that, while you're shuffling around, I want to hold up a NGH journal. The NGH journal, I have a regular column in the NGH journal, and I just want to congratulate Dick Sutphen for Richard Sutphen, that's his real name, for being the on the cover of this quarter. And I encourage everyone to become NGH certified hypnotherapists, members of the NGH. The National Guild of Hypnotists does more than any other organization in the world to help protect your profession, help develop your profession, and bring different perspectives together, particularly at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. And this year is the 60th year anniversary, so I know it's going to be very special. And I happened on the back, it says when it's going to be, and it's going to be August 13th through the 15th. And you can go to ngh.net to get all the information. If you want to go to any of my courses, I'm going to be having one on age regression. I'm going to have a very special, that's a 1 hour free course on age regression. I'm going to be doing a 2 hour course on the first two recognitions of Seventh Path. And then I'm going to do a pre and post convention workshop, the Week of Power. And we'll put links down there so that you can get all that information. All right, you got something else for me there, Elrond?
We're like right on time for 22 minutes.
We are.
Pretty much.
Well, just give them one bit wisdom.
All right.
Give them some hypno wisdom.
Hypno wisdom. Well,
that was easy.
How about this, Cal? Client calls up, says, I've been hearing voices, and the voices don't tell me to do anything, but, you know, I've been researching, like, white noise and voices in the white noise, and they're not necessarily bad voices, but they really bother me, and I can't sleep because I hear these voices. Can you help me? How would you handle something like that?
I'd say, yes, I can.
What else would you tell them? How else would you go about that, Cal?
Well, we don't have time in this episode. We'll have to talk about it next episode. How's that for a cliffhanger?
How's that? Okay, let's
All
do
right,
it.
Wrap it up.
All right. Thank you for watching Hypnosis Etc. And thank you for having me back on the show. It's always a pleasure to be here. If you want to learn more about how to do this process or find the products that have their weight in gold, look at hypnosis.org to take a look at our training schedule. Our trainings are packed lately. I think it's a sign of the times. The word is getting around. And if you want to be a one percenter, stop by and hang out with us. We'd love to show you how it's done. Thanks for watching. I'm Elrond Ferguson, signing off.
All right. Good to have you back, Elrond. We're going to do three more episodes together, get it out there to the world. Can I do our part to improve the profession? So, once again, hypnosiscenter.com. All my courses are there. Hypnosis.org. I've got a brand new video there. It's just been up for a few weeks. It's Learn to Hypnotize. This is for people who are the hypno-curious or hypnotherapists that want to go from those long, slow inductions into something much more reliable called the Ellman-Banyan induction. And if you refer a friend, you can even get some more cool stuff. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.